Hi, this is C. Sophia 73, and today I'm with Greg Wetmore, CEO and President of United Cerebral Palsy of the Inland Empire, UCPIE for short. Greg, what services and programs does UCPIE provide?
UCPIE provides programs and services for primarily children with disabilities, in addition to cerebral palsy, any and all other disabilities, including Down syndrome, developmental and intellectual disabilities. And we provide programs with in-home respite care, non-medical. We provide after-school programs, and we provide a service called resource and referral.
Okay. And how is it that you got involved with UCPIE?
Well, many years ago, I started my nonprofit career in Toronto, Canada, with Goodwill Industries, and Goodwill gave me the opportunity to move to Washington, D.C. with Goodwill, and subsequently I ended up with Goodwill in the Inland Empire as president and CEO. When I merged my Goodwill with another Goodwill, I took a different direction and worked for a period of time with at-risk youth. And subsequently, a friend of mine who was in the position at UCPIE met me for coffee and asked if I might be interested in the position here because he was moving on to something else. And immediately I said yes, because it brought me back to working with people with disabilities, which I wasn't doing at the time with working with at-risk children. So that's how I ended up here 5 years ago. Love it.
What is it that you like about working with people with disabilities? What draws you to them, to that population?
Well, not as a parent, but I know parents are not supposed to have favorite children, but there are disabilities I won't name that I am very close to relative to the individuals and the way they interact and all of those things. But the spirit of people, individuals with disabilities, are, I believe, much greater than the spirit of people without disabilities. They love things more, they appreciate things more, and they're just a joy to be around.
And what's your vision for UCP?
Well, it's not my vision. We had a strategic planning session a few years ago with board and key staff members and talked about the vision moving forward, and it was very simple. We said, let's stick to what we do best and let's do it exceptionally well and let's do more of it. That resulted in us agreeing to grow our respite program, which we have considerably, and most significantly, to get our after-school programs back to where they were at five prior to the $250,000 cut by the state, who believed that social recreation wasn't necessary for children with disabilities. So we set out to do that while at the same time added a dimension and increased our services in the area of resource and referral. But back to after-school programs. We now reached, with the end of April, MECA becoming a full-time program. We're at the five, and we agreed at strategic planning, sticking with what we know best. We will grow to 10 and 15 because we know how to do after-school programs, and strategically, that is where our expertise is. So as we agreed at strategic planning, why change the focus when we do things as well as we do to consider adding other programs? Let other providers do those, like day programs for people with disabilities and other things in the disability community.
Well, thank you, Greg. If you want to know more about United Cerebral Palsy of the Inland Empire, you can go to www.ucpie.org.